This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 323 for Friday, March 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Friday morning, reaping support from gains in most vegetable oils. The May canola contract is unchanged at $599.40 per ton, and the July contract adds 90 cents at $606.30 per ton. There are sharp increases in Malaysian palm oil and much more modest upticks in European rapeseed, while Chicago soy oil dips back. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to cap further increases in canola. Crude oil steps back, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. Trade issues with China and the United States remain looming over the market. The Trump administration is determined to impose more tariffs on U.S. imports from other countries, including Canada, come Wednesday. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending March 23rd that producer deliveries of canola improve to more than 400,000 tons. Exports fall back to about 114,000 tons, and domestic use rises to over 238,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday morning, with the loonie at 69.9 U.S. cents. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to publish its prospective plantings and grain stocks reports on Monday at 11 a.m. CDT. Corn acres for this spring are widely expected to expand, with decreases for soybeans and wheat. As well, corn stocks as of March 1st are expected to be lower than a year ago, while there are to be increases for soybeans and wheat. China projects that soybean imports for the fourth quarter will drop to 13.6 million tons, but then jump to 35 million tons during the second quarter. The European Union projects its 2025-26 soft wheat crop to increase 13% at 126.5 million tons. Ending stocks are to be 7.3 million tons, down 2.1 million from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The May contract gives up 6 cents at 10.10 and a half per bushel. May soy oil turns around to lose 2/10 of a cent at 44.06 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $2.60 at $291.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn loses 6 cents at 4.46 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago May pulls back 12.5 cents at 5.19 and a half. Kansas City May drops 21 cents at 5.45 and a half. And Minneapolis May falls 14 cents at 5.74 and a half. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.